This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As it looks to shore up the Mideast ceasefire, the U.S. is vowing to help Palestinians rebuild Gaza after it was heavily damaged by Israeli strikes. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
First in Jerusalem and then in the West Bank, Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged the U.S. will help support Palestinians, not only through aid, but by restoring ties.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem.
The office had been in charge of diplomatic relations with Palestinians, but Donald Trump infuriated them by downgrading its operations. Blinken told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu that they both must use the ceasefire to address underlying challenges to peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin sit down for talks in Geneva on June 16th amid sharp disputes over election interference, cyber attacks, human rights, and Ukraine. Both countries have lowered expectations for breakthroughs at the summit, with neither in a mood to make concessions on their many disagreements. The United States called on Tuesday for the setting up of a second phase of investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, with international experts allowed to evaluate its sources in the early days of the outbreak. The U.S. Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a video message to the annual ministerial meeting of the World Health Organization, Phase two of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus in the early days of the outbreak. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.